It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, good day. Welcome to a Taco Tuesday. Hey, it's spring. It's officially spring now. And today is National Backyard Day. So if you got something to do in your backyard, you can put it off because it's National Backyard Day. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host for the next hour. And a couple things to tell you really quick. Legacy Foundation and Legacy Connection are seeking inspiring educators. There's a $2,500 grant, a $1,500 grant, and 36 $500 grants. Go to tristateconnection.com. If you're a teacher or you know a teacher, tristateconnection.com. Apply. You have till the 29th. Now, through the 25th, Jars of Love, peanut butter. Warm Seas asking you to help them fill the food banks with peanut butter. Because a homeless guy can throw a plastic jar of peanut butter in his backpack and it could last him a week or so. So help him out. Next time you go shopping, grab an extra peanut butter and then drop it off at Warm Sea, the Imaging Center on Hancock Road, or the Quick Care behind Culver's, or the doctor's offices on Silver Creek, on the Parkway. The Historical Society in Bullhead City is looking for a refrigerator. They added on to the building, and now they need a refrigerator for that room. If you can help them with a donation, or if you have a refrigerator that you don't need anymore, call Carol, 928-219-2582. Speaking of the museum, they have a speaker tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock till 6:30 at the museum. Fort Mojave Burl Rescue is going to be the speaker. Questions, call the museum at 754-3399. And then the Winter Expo at the Chamber is Thursday, 9 o'clock until 1. Call the Chamber, 754-4121. And then, of course, Saturday is the big Kiwanis Kids Expo. But Heather will be here tomorrow to tell you all about that. Now, let's jump into 78. Neither one of these people were around in 78. When you book two guests, you just bring them in together. Hi, ladies.
Hello. Hi. Definitely not around in 78.
No.
Don't spread that one.
So we have Brittany from the pool store.
Yep.
And we have Megan from Laughlin Ranch.
Hello.
How are you, ladies?
Good.
You're getting ready to throw eggs.
Oh, yes,
I mean,
we are.
Lay out eggs.
Oh, I was like, throw eggs? Well, we do. That's how we get them out.
That's in case you brought your son.
Oh, yeah. I'll bring him.
Yeah, he'll throw eggs.
Yeah, he really will.
Exactly.
That's his favorite thing to do. I'm terrified of my windows.
Yeah?
He throws golf balls. It's great.
Oh, goodness.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You got a boy. Enjoy.
They're comparing children here because one's 2 and one's 6 weeks.
New.
Yeah. One's brand new.
Super new.
Still shiny. 6 weeks old. So what are your challenges other than sleeping through the night?
Actually, he sleeps pretty well through the night. I got very lucky. Besides last night, we had appointments in Havasu. And he loves to sleep in the car, so he slept all through the day and wide awake all night.
Ooh. Is Joe working today?
Yeah.
He's
on transport.
So you were up with him?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. See, when I was married, my first wife with our son Eric, we took turns. I had odd days, you have even days. So we'd go to bed and say, okay, it's a odd day.
Oh.
I'm stuck tonight. You sleep.
Oh, I wish.
I was spoiled
we can't
then.
Do that.
Yeah, so then you just slept every other night. You got a good night's sleep.
See, I'm still intake. He's outtake. So I feed the kid,
He takes care of diapers and the potty training, but he was really good with helping things. Jesus, I need my sleep.
Oh, okay.
He knew that.
We have a huge routine.
When he is home.
But, yeah. He just worked 3 days in a row, so.
Three in a row?
Yeah, he was working on 72. I thought they were two in a row. He had a trade. Oh. He has all these trades now to cover for the month he was off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jose, when does he take his state test?
He has a lab he has to take tomorrow to, complete everything, and then he takes his nationals whenever.
Right. So he's going to be a paramedic with Bullhead Fire. He's already a firefighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, now he's going to be a paramedic.
I wasn't going to interrupt. I was like, go, Joe. I'm all over here. Yeah.
Paramedic pays more. Now he's got a baby. He's got to be a paramedic.
They're expensive.
And, last month, he became a new daddy and had and became a paramedic.
Oh,
it was a great month for Joe.
It was.
Yeah. So he should be very proud of himself. Accomplished two
very
big
stressful years. Month for Joe. Yeah.
Right? Chopped off two things on his bucket list, Became a paramedic, had a baby.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. So you have a sale going on at the pool store.
Yes, sir. It's our Easter sale.
Okay.
Because it gives me an excuse to decorate
my Megan's going to take notes because she needs product for her pool.
Well, they get it anyway.
Yeah, they get it.
I was like, they get it the sale. But, no, I just get to – I love the fact that I got to keep my Christmas tree. So we threw Easter decorations on it, and I was like, we're going to have an Easter sale now. So
at home or at
office? No, we can't do it at home. We have a terrorist. We discussed him for 10 minutes. So it escalated into a giant Easter sale that is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Okay.
Right? I probably got to look at the calendar on that one. Hold on.
If that's what you say.
You had all the info on it.
27th,
28th, and 29th?
That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
28th, 29th, and 30th, then. We're going to look at the calendar. 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Okay.
You get additional savings at the register. You grab a little Easter egg. It's for freebies or additional discounts off. There's snacks. There's fun. It's all good.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's Dippin' Dots for the kids. Or us.
Dippin' Dots?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're the only sellers in town of it.
Oh, a whole store with Dippin' Dots. Okay.
You got to give the kids sugar when they come in. You're going to hate that. People will offer your kids things that.
Megan's making a note.
I'm like, don't let them.
Megan's making a note. Don't take
my kid
Joe
has never had it, but store. It's delicious. It's hysterical. People will just come in specifically for Dippin' Dots, talk to us, and they don't have pools. I'm like, have a good day. It's good stuff.
Wait, I come in and talk to you. I didn't.
You gotta get to. You talk to me in front of the thing every time.
I know, but I don't know that I'm.
Open that thing up. Grab it. You're more than welcome.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Larry is more than welcome.
Well, okay. That's great. Yeah. So you take care of the pool at Laughlin Ranch?
I don't.
Well, I mean, you're
I don't.
Team.
I'm an indoor girl.
Your team.
My team.
Your team.
Some people do.
I know.
Yeah.
And then Barron rebuilt it. I mean, sheepers.
Last year?
Yeah. Wow. And it sparkles.
I haven't been there since I got married.
Well, go up there.
Well, no, I lie.
Go up there and have dinner, and you can see.
Well, the grill. I've been to the grill since then. But
depending upon where
married,
you sit, sometimes you can see the pool.
Yeah. It was fun at first.
At first. Yeah. I'm no longer about this.
Yeah. So, and you just cut the ribbon last week for the spa.
And the fitness center.
And the fitness center.
Yes.
So, and the fitness center right now, you can sign up for $50 a month.
Mm-hmm. $50 a month, or you could do $600 a year and get a 50-minute Swedish massage with it, or a $10 daily pass.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. And that includes the spa and the pool? And
it does not.
Oh, it doesn't?
So the fitness membership is just for the fitness center and the steam rooms and the showers. The pool is an additional
$50. I'm glad you threw the showers in. After you do all that stuff, you need one.
You do. Yeah.
So you'll be surprised how many people use the showers.
Oh, no, I'm sure everyone does. I mean, there's people, I will say there's guys who have left gyms because the showers aren't maintained.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard that from guys.
Yeah.
You know, I don't go to that gym anymore because the showers weren't maintained. Well, you know, if a guy goes and works out early in the morning and he wants to take a shower and get dressed and go to work, that's an issue. So you guys don't have that problem.
No.
Why are you shaking your head no?
Because I've been there. Nope.
Oh, okay.
They don't have that problem.
Right. Well, thank you.
I was like, I'm sidelined over here. I'm like, go, Joe, with your accomplishments. Laughlin Ranch doesn't have that problem.
Good.
Larry.
What?
You scheduled beautifully today.
I know.
It's great.
I did.
No, I just remembered like three things I had to do right when you guys were talking. So I was like, oh, no. Not right this moment, but it was just funny.
Okay. So when will your pool open again for the
season? It's already open.
Oh, it's open now.
Yep.
Okay. What if people want to just come use the pool for a while?
It's $5 a day.
That's cheap.
Very cheap.
To use that big pool?
And people think we are very expensive, and we are not.
No. Mm-hmm. That's cheap.
Wait, and my you wife have cocktail up. Service.
My wife's going to bring the two Labradors up there in the pool.
Sorry, no dogs.
I had to second that one.
That will destroy some stuff.
That's funny. Cause
especially your dogs.
Every time we take care of the pool, Alana will take samples down to the pool store, and they'll go,
dogs.
We're trying to look through the dog hair to see if there's water in here. Because our Labradors love the pool.
It's a great thing, just not to share with them.
I know. Well, Brittany, they love it.
I know.
It's your job just to help us maintain that.
I was cracking up because for a long time she was like, there's nothing I can do. I can't keep them out. Like, she was just struggling.
Well, see, and we got rid of that pool,
mm-hmm.
and now I have to put a new one up.
Yeah, you do.
But I have to first find a way to fence it off because if I put it up, Max will jump over the side into the pool.
These dogs are wild.
Yeah.
I know you're showing me videos. It's crazy.
And they're like people size. They're not like dog size.
They are 80-pound Labradors. Yeah, brothers. But they love the pool.
That's a good thing. I wish
my dog
could.
Do you want to take him to the river? My dog loves the pool, but he can't swim. He has a life jacket that makes him look like a shark. We can't keep him out of the water, so we're trying to teach the boy to swim last summer, and the dog's jumping.
The boy.
We have a skin baby and a fur baby.
What are you, the rifleman?
The boy.
Rifleman on TV always called him son the boy.
The boy. Well, my husband always calls him the boy. When he's in trouble, he's like, go get the boy, which is often now. But we were trying to teach him to swim, and De Niro sinks. So he has to have his life jacket on. He tries so hard, but he can't.
Same with my dog.
He's
too big and too small of legs.
Gosh, I don't know. My dogs love the pool.
He loves the river.
Yeah. Well, we haven't taken him to the river because one of them, if we put him in the river, he'll just kind of wave bye-bye-bye and keep right on going. Duke would have fun and come back. But Max
would be like, sorry.
Max is an independent.
See you later.
I take Duke up in the desert and let him run, you know. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now where the teachers are building those houses, you know, in our neighborhood, it's all smooth. And he loves that.
Yeah.
He's like a terrorist out there.
He's like a terrorist.
Yeah. He's like, whoa, look at this. I can run fast.
Oh, I see you walk your dogs all the time.
Yeah. My time is Friday, Saturday, Sunday is my days.
I'm terrified to walk. I want to be able to walk my dog, but I'm more scared of snakes than I am of anything else. And my husband's like, you should be scared of the coyotes, not the snakes.
You should talk to Alana because she's deathly afraid of the
snakes.
She
scared me.
She worries about the snakes.
She put it on Facebook the other day.
Know.
And I was like, nope. So we were cleaning out the warehouse. And I promise you, it was not that long after I seen Alana's message. And I told Calvin, I was like, hey, be careful. Like, stuff that used to hibernate is not hibernating. He goes, well, I was like, snakes. And that was just yesterday, so now it's in my mind fresh because of your wife.
Well, call her and tell her thanks for that.
I should.
All right, stick around. We're going to talk with these beauties a little bit more. If you got questions, call us. Nothing but a
heartache. Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly five decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Tony Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, breakfast hearty man's combo or steak quesadilla, or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Ask about pigs in a blanket, or how about steak and peppers, skillet, veggies, and mushrooms. With over 100 favorite Coke choices, it's yummy Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant Bakery, Bullhead City.
Rev up your summer with a day of fun in the sun at the first ever Davis Camp Shine and Show happening this Saturday. Brought to you by Anderson Ford Dot Food, Phoenix Truck Driving School in partnership with MCC, and Radio Central. Register your classic cars, trucks, motorcycles, and boats at mcparks.com. Vehicles will be judged and prizes awarded. Free admission to spectators. Davis Camp Shine and Show Saturday. Live music, Kiwanis Beer Garden, vendors, food trucks, and games. Visit mcparks.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Kinpro Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, designed to help patients with a skilled nursing facility. It's almost like a home-type setting, personal care, hygiene assistance, laundry service, housekeeping, beauty shop, a barber shop, plus secured outdoor patios and life enrichment activities. Stop by and see for yourself. So, Legacy Rehab and Care Center on Silver Creek Road, 2812, right at the top of the hill. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, down the street from Legacy. When you have an emergency, you want help fast. And if it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, well, minutes matter. So choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here and ready to serve you 24/7. That's right. Learn more at westernarizonaer.com. All right, we're back in the studio with the ladies. And so this Saturday is the big Easter egg hunt at Laughlin Ranch. Megan?
Yes. Sorry, I was reading something. So this Saturday is the kids' Easter egg hunt, and there's going to be 20,000 eggs total.
20,000 eggs?
Yes.
Both of them are on their phones. Ladies, we're doing a radio show.
There are three emails and two text messages, and one's from a property manager, ironically. Sorry, hold on. You're good.
Okay.
You're talking to Laughlin Branch. There's
I'm
how many
right here.
I know. Oh, you get the fly around.
Yeah. Wow. I got to make sure I'm saying the right information. You know, I have a lot going on in my life.
Yeah, really.
So this year we are going to do parking down at the community park.
And everyone's going to bus up.
And there's going to be buses. There's going to be four buses total, so nobody can miss times. They're going to start buses at 3:30.
Okay.
Which gives an hour and a half before the whole... Well, actually, 2.5 hours before the egg hunt. The, like, party kind of thing starts at 5, but the hunt starts at 6. There's going to be face painting, Easter bunny photos, 50-50 raffle. There is actually going to be raffles. We're going to do... Kids love to pick up golf balls, and they don't like to give them back. So we're going to...
Someone's kid throws them, right?
Yeah, in the bay windows. We try to find them all, but somehow they find more. But we just got all brand new balls, so we're going to do a golf ball raffle ticket exchange this year to make them so they could get prizes if they give us our golf ball back.
There you go. That's a good idea.
That actually is.
And I think you're going to have some live entertainment, I heard this morning.
Yes. Yeah. London? Is that his name? Jade's son?
I believe so.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to sing and play his guitar.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Awesome. I saw a video online. He's actually very good.
Yes, that's what I hear. I've not heard him, but that's what I hear.
Yes.
So I think that's dynamite.
Yes, that is amazing.
And then you have an adult Easter egg hunts.
Yeah. That one gets a little crazy.
That's one that interests Megan. That's why she's here. I mean, Brittany.
I know, my eyes perked up. I was like,
yeah, Brittany's thinking. Yeah.
So this year we're going to have 10,000 eggs instead of just 5,000. We're going to have Battle of the Bands for entertainment. There is going to be multiple different bands.
These are
bands
all plastic
playing
eggs. You can't throw them at each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, they're just plastic eggs.
For safety reasons.
With something inside. Especially with adults. You can imagine guys sitting at the bar for a couple hours after work, and then they go out there.
Or just like a regular Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, this year, too, we're going to have multiple food stations. We're going to have multiple bars instead of just two bars to make lines shorter, things going quicker. There's going to be gift baskets, gift certificates, drink tickets, lotto tickets, and $1,000 cash in the eggs.
Ooh.
And candy, of course, because, you know, usually when adults go send their kids to the Easter egg hunts, they're the ones that eat their kids' candy anyway. So, got to give the adults some
candy. It's
kind
of like a Halloween.
Too.
Let me check your bag.
I was just
going
to say, right? When you go check
Let me check your bag. Okay, this doesn't look good. This Hershey bar, I don't think that's very good.
Dangerous candy.
Yeah. A Kit Kat? No, you can't have a Kit Kat. You don't want
that. And that hunt starts at 8 o'clock, and there's going to be buses as well for that
one. And that's
one.
What day?
March 29th, next Friday.
Next Friday, okay.
Yes.
So on Friday night.
Yes.
Still 2 days before Easter, so you can still wear your Sunday best and be to Easter on time with a whole bag full of eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
And we will ask for our eggs back, too, because that's like the most expensive part is getting the eggs.
Yeah. I was in Walmart this morning. I had to go buy more Easy Ups for the Kids Expo.
Yes.
And they had a whole bunch of plastic eggs in there. And I thought about, you know, my friend Megan, who's putting all these plastic Easter eggs in.
10,000 eggs.
And the Noon Kiwanis Club, they do theirs on Easter Day at Davis Camp.
I don't even want to do Easter on Easter Day. I made an agreement with Calvin. I was like, should we do it Saturday? And we did this whole thing of we're going to celebrate with our family on Saturday.
Okay.
So the four of us, the dog included, we're just going to jump in and take off on Sunday. Just
well,
get
stop,
in the Jeep and go.
Stop at Davis Camp. Let them run out there and get
it. We probably are going to do something like that. Just get away. We're going to do Easter on Saturday. Do it early. Call it a day.
Okay.
You do your own thing.
That works.
Easiest thing.
What's the number at the pool store?
People 928 have
questions about your
758-3324.
And Megan, what's the phone number at Laughlin Ranch if people have questions about
928-754-1243.
Okay, ladies. Thank you so much. Easter egg hunts times two. Go use a fitness center for a full month. $50 a month. That's very inexpensive. I'm sorry, what?
I said with brand new equipment, too.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
All right, stick around. We're going to have Lance Ross in here talking about Kindergarten Roundup. These two ladies don't have to worry about that right now. Spending all my
nights on my mom. It's Tuesday, March 19, and it's an important day. Why? Well, it's finally here, the presidential preference election. Many Republicans and Democrats in Mojave County had a sleepless night in anticipation of going to the polls today. Those who are not a Democrat or Republican slept well, because it's not a special day. Remember, only Republicans and Democrats can vote in today's election. If you're not a registered member of either party, please stay home, go to work, walk your dog. Do not show up at the polls today. But if you're a registered Democrat or Republican, then please vote, vote, vote. I said that for emphasis, but please vote only once. What is the presidential primary election? It's an election in which voters can choose who they want to be their presidential candidate in the November general election. Party winners of the Arizona PPE are later officially determined at the party's national convention. Registered Democrats and Republicans only, please vote today. Please.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your tee time starting at 7 a.m. at laughlinranch.com.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Stream, work, search, work, game, work. You can do it all with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Upspeeds and downspeeds don't change with your fiber connections. Now available in many areas. Visit TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live and in person and in color from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. Brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, MEC, and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative. Need your help with a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. The generation and transmission of reliable, affordable energy is still in the planning process. So learn the up-to-date information. They keep the website updated. But it's still a process. It's kind of like building a house, you know. You don't start with the roof. So the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative created a website just for you. It's called MojaveEnergyPark.com. You can find most of the information there. And if not, 928-763-1110. You can call MEC. 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's largest pre-owned vehicle lot. That's right. It's huge. Huge. Got the whole corner up there on Route 66 in Kingman. Selling pre-owned vehicles for almost 50 years. I know. That's a long time in Kingman. And thinking about selling cars for 50 years, you have to sell decent cars at decent prices and take care of people. All right. That's what they do. You want a two-door? You want a four-door? A van? A truck? You want a four-wheel drive? Economy cars? They got it all. Go check it out. In fact, you can go online and see the whole lot and see every vehicle. Go to 66auto.com. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, in 2024, do you want to buy a home? Well, you start planning now. And you sit down and you talk to your husband and wife and say, well, you know, what, how much do we want to spend? How big a house do we want? Well, now you need to find the money. Chad Hansen. Remember that name. Chad Hansen. I'll give you his number. You just call him up and say, we need some money. We're going to buy a house. 928-288-2691. He says, come on in. Sit down. What do you need? You fill out a couple sheets of paper. We need $280,000. Okay. And then he disappears. His chair's a dumbwaiter. Goes down to the vault. And he gets your $280,000. Puts it on a silver platter and just brings it up and goes, here you go. Yeah. It's that easy at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Call him up. Get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Butcher Block is back. Yeah. Steak quesadilla. Country fried steak with eggs. Oh, yeah. Breakfast with all, you know, lunch and dinner served all day long. Pigs in a blanket. Check them all out at Perkins in Bullhead City. Now in the studio, Mr. Lance Ross. Gosh, we've been friends for
almost 20 years.
Oh, put the microphone up by your mouth. Pretend like you've done this before.
Did it slip? Yep, there we go. It slipped.
There. That's much better.
Almost 20 years.
Almost 20 years. Gosh. Yeah. Cheers to you. Now we run into each other about once a week at Maverick, getting our drinks for the day. And we're both sitting here with our Maverick cups. You have the nice thermos cup.
I won it in a drawing that I didn't realize I had entered.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I have a cup that's 9 years old. So it's time to round up the kindergartners that are going to start school in August and bring them to the schools and talk to the teachers and what?
Right. Even though school starts actually this year, the first week of August, that Monday is going to be July 29th.
I think.
So there are people who will wait to register the kids for school until the last minute. And especially for kindergartners, if it's going to be the first time in the school district, it's really important that they register early for a number of reasons. You know, to make sure that there are going to be enough faculty and staff members when school starts.
Right.
You know, assigning the children the correct class that they're going to be in, double checking to make sure they're at the right school, all of that. So every year, we and many other school districts have a kindergarten registration. We used to call it kindergarten roundup. Now it's back to kindergarten registration.
It's official.
It's official, yeah. Right. And so this year, it's going to be two consecutive days, March 26th and 27th. It'll be after work, so it'll be 5:30 to 7, and it'll be at the three schools that have kindergarten programs, which are Desert Valley on Marina, Diamondback, which is just off the parkway off DeSoto by the 911 center, and then Sunrise, which is just east of the airport on Landon over by the parkway. And the parents who are going to come with their, hopefully with their children, will need to bring some specific items. They'll need to bring the child's birth certificate,
right,
immunization records, proof of residency. And proof of residency doesn't mean immigration or citizenship status.
Just where you live.
Where you live. And so you need to bring something.
Electric bill.
Current.
Gas
like
bill.
Right, an electric bill, a utility bill, something like that.
And he said current, not 2 years old.
Right. So like within 30 days right. or so to show that it's not something left over from the past. The parents or guardians need to bring their ID. Any legal paperwork, for example, if there's a custody situation going on or, anything like that, any paperwork.
Who can and can't pick them up.
Exactly.
Pick up the child.
Yeah. Right. So they need to bring that and then make sure you bring your kindergartner.
Yeah. I remember Dr. Stewart telling me years ago that one of the tests for a kindergartner to see if they were ready for school was if they can put their hand up straight, reach over the top of their head, and touch their opposite ear.
I'm not sure if they still do that or not.
It sounds good.
It does sound good. There are some basic things that in sort of a fun environment, because
right.
any school will be able to develop something fun, so it's not a
like a test.
Yeah,
yeah.
But for example, does a child know his or her name? Does a child know their parents' name? Does a child know where they live? Little things like that.
Right.
One of the other things too, and this is state law, not just district policy, but state law. A child has to be 5 years old by August 31st. So, because if
your child is five, like in the first or second week of September, you have to wait a year.
You've got to wait a year. There are some very rare exceptions that can be made. There can be an appeal made to the school board. But, when the state law was set up for that, it was basically concerned that, you're the youngest in the class. If you're 2, 3, 4 months younger than who would otherwise be the youngest in there, then you're going to be the youngest throughout school. You will be the one in your class in high school who won't be able to learn how to drive.
Right.
That sort of thing. So
it sets the pace forever.
Exactly.
Not just kindergarten.
Exactly, it does.
And that's by the state law.
That's
not something
that is state law.
The district picked that day out of the air.
Right, exactly. And of course, when somebody is concerned about that, they usually think it's something that we have established, and it is Arizona state law, and a lot of other states have something similar. The dates may be a little.
So for the listeners in Kingman and Havasu, the same thing applies.
The state law does.
Yeah.
Now the kindergarten registration processes are probably going to be similar, but each will have their own nuances. It can
Everybody
be unified or has
it
unified.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Or and TOPOC.
Or the Valley. Or
the Valley.
Anywhere.
Right.
And if you have a child that you think is going to be starting school here in a couple months, by all means, call the district.
Yes.
And check with them and say, hey, are you doing a kindergarten registration? Is there a special day we should bring them in? And learn these things now because
yes.
they're all planning them now.
Yep.
I would imagine every school district in the next few weeks will be planning the same thing that you guys are doing.
Something similar, yes.
Yeah.
One of the things that we would like to think makes ours a little extra special is something that our friend, the late Kathy Bruck, was very involved with, mm-hmm. and that is she and her colleagues at Eastern Star would put together goodie bags. And so it actually started before, Kathy was not the brainchild, but she took it and ran with it. I think may have been in place a year or two before she really got involved in it. But just yesterday, we had Eastern Star deliver 150 goodie bags. They've got little kitty rulers and little pre-sharpened kitty pencils and little safe rounded kitty scissors and a little box of crayons. And they're just sort of a little welcome bag for everybody who comes. So we've got we've got about 150 of them that we'll split up between the three schools. Now, we know that there will be parents who are unable to come on the 26th and 27th.
Right.
We know that there will be those who are moving into the community afterwards. And we know that there are those who may be, they may procrastinate. So if you can't make it, the goal is to get as many as possible.
Sure.
26th, 27th, you can see the school, you can talk to the teachers, you can talk to the administrators, you can see the classrooms, all of that. For those who don't, please, please, please make sure you still contact the school while school is in session, because when school is out, most of the offices are going to be closed for a better part of the summer. Please don't wait till the last minute. Don't wait until the end of July to get the kids registered. So if you can't make it the 26th or 27th, you'll still be able to do it while the school offices are open the rest of the school year.
And do your child a favor. This is why you want to register them in advance. Let them see where their rooms are. Let them see the school.
Yeah.
Let them get an idea, him or her, what's going on. And you may not know the exact classroom, but you can still show them some of the rooms, and you can still meet the principal and other people at the school so that your child is familiar with it when they go there.
And one of the things that has helped in our district, and I know in some other districts as well, is that we have an absolutely amazing pre-kindergarten program.
Right.
So, and that pre-kindergarten program is on the Coyote Canyon campus at Sunrise and at Diamondback. There's not one at Desert Valley because it's so close to Coyote Canyon.
Right.
But those kids already have got a little bit of a step up because they're already in a school environment. They're already on the campus. They're already around other kids. They've already had a chance to socialize and interact with other kids and with teachers. So it's not a huge adjustment for them to go from a pre-kindergarten program and then 2 months later into kindergarten. But for a lot of the folks here, it's, they're going to be their first time in a school environment. Getting the paperwork done ahead of time so nobody is in panic mode those last couple of weeks in July, getting ready for this first day of school.
And if you're not positive as to what school district you live in, just call the school office, right?
Call the school office, or you can call the district office, and there is a big map up by the front desk in the school district office, or you can stop by the office on Hancock, and they should be able to figure out where that area is, and also if it's within walking distance or bus transportation.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. I never thought about that.
Right.
Because some kids take the bus and some kids walk.
Right.
Nowadays, I think you have an abundance of parents that drop their child off and pick them up.
Right.
I see those lines sometimes at the schools, and I'm like, wow, how do all these people have time to do that?
Yeah.
You know, when I was in kindergarten, my parents didn't have time to pick me up or drop me off.
No, when I was in, I think maybe in pre-kindergarten, because we did have a pre-K program.
Yeah.
And I think maybe my folks dropped me off on the way to work or something like that. But, but for kindergarten, from kindergarten on, it was like, okay, you're a half mile from school. See you when you get home.
That was further than that, and it was see you when you get home.
Yeah. Now, high school was over a mile walk, for elementary school, of course, parents also felt a little more comfortable, I think.
Oh, yeah.
In, letting the kids walk, and there were, before we called them neighborhood watch programs,
yeah,
there were a bunch of folks along the route who always made sure that the kids were safe.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My mom had a friend that lived on my route home, too. And on the way home, I'd say, do you have a glass of water? You know, sometimes I didn't even need it, but you just say it as a kid, you know,
right.
Can I get a little glass of water?
Right.
You know, and then we had to cross a busy street, so you always had a street guard. And of course,
right, yeah.
Yeah, you had that at Coyote Canyon.
There was one at Coyote Camp. Gosh, you just remember, Ginny Piggott. She was our crossing guard at LeMay Street Elementary School. So, yeah, I haven't thought of her for 60-some-odd years.
Wow.
But, yeah, we do have a crossing guard at Coyote Canyon. And so that crossing guard can be there for the kids at Coyote,
right,
as well as Desert Valley,
sure,
as well as Bullhead Middle School.
Right.
And there are even some high school kids who take advantage of it because you're crossing Lakeside over by Smith's.
Yeah, yeah.
So, which can be busy.
I know. I one day when I was still at the fire department, I was leaving Coyote Canyon, and I think I had my spotted band, you know, the Dalmatian band, and I come out to Lakeside, and some cars coming up Lakeside, you know, northbound, and they're booking it, you know, and there's those little signs out there to say 15 miles an hour. And I pulled out in front, and I stopped. And unbeknownst to me, John Crary, my friend who was a captain at the police department, was behind this guy. And so when I stopped, John Crary stopped and walked up to his door and tapped on his window, you know, and had a conversation with him. Then I drove off, you know. But, you know, you can't speed through school zones, folks. And that's something you're going to hear us all say. And next week I have everybody who's important on the show. I have the sheriff. I have the Kingman chief. I have the Havasu chief, the Bullhead chief, and I have the captain of DPS. And one of the things we're going to talk about is keeping kids safe. And that starts with walking to school.
And one of the nice things, too, as school gets closer, our counterparts, Emily Frommel at Bullhead PD,
yep,
Lori Viles at the fire department, and I will work together on reinforcing that messaging the first week of school that kids are back, be careful, pay attention to the stop signs on school buses, pay attention to the speed limit around schools, pay attention to littles who may not fully understand the importance of not darting out into the street.
Yep.
And so that's going to be important messaging as well.
There's a girl on my Facebook who was hit in front of the junior high and reminds me that I was the first on scene when that occurred. And we ended up airlifting her. But she still recalls it. You know, of course, you know, when you're a young kid at junior high and you get hit by a car, you don't usually forget about it.
Right.
But and the car was it was in the morning, was coming up Hancock Road, and the sun was hitting her in the eye. She couldn't even see the girl. Couldn't even see her, you know. And she said, I couldn't have seen her if she was a tractor, right, let alone a person.
Right.
And fortunately, she just left the intersection, so she wasn't going real fast when she clipped this young lady.
Right. And one thing to remember, too, when people talk about the lines that build up, the traffic lines that build up around middle school, formerly Bullhead Junior High, and
right,
Desert Valley, and, you know, why don't you redo the parking lots, or the driveways? Why don't you change the traffic pattern? Those schools are, well, middle school is over 50. Desert Valley is not far behind because it was Bullhead Intermediate School for
right,
a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And those patterns, those driveways, those traffic patterns have been in place for a long time. So
right,
it should not be a surprise for anybody.
Yeah. And
but common courtesy
and
is really
quick,
important.
Yeah. It goes by quick.
It does.
But it's there every day at the same time. So if you drive those streets, you know that it's going to be there. You know there's going to be a line out on Hancock Road from the middle school. You know there's going to be a line out on Marina,
right,
I guess, for the middle, for Desert
and
Valley.
Highland.
And Highland.
And
yeah,
Highland,
that too. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
By all means, be aware and be alert because you don't want to be the one that hits somebody, especially a young child. Let's take a break, our last break. Coming up at the top of the hour, Paul Lavoie with Speak Up from Lake Havasu City. Yeah. Oh, he's got Chuck Taylor in there, along with Mike White. Stick around.
When I get home, babe, gonna light your fire. All day I've been thinking about you.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Attention MEC members, Mojave Electric Cooperative and Arizona Electric Power Cooperative, our generation and transmission provider, supply reliable, affordable electricity to our community. To continue providing power when we need it, we must add more power generation resources, including flexible, energy-efficient natural gas units. MEC is asking for your help. Go to MojaveEnergyPark.com to show your support. That's MojaveEnergyPark.com. Thank you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
Hi, this is Bill Cunier, General Manager of Bradley Ford. It's truck month at Bradley Ford, and that's a big deal. Ford's F-Series are the best-selling truck in the U.S. for nearly 50 years. Many of our F-150s have Bradley discounts of over $5,000 and interest rates as low as 1.9 for 72 months on select models. Now that's the time to get the new truck you've always wanted. Truck month at Bradley Ford, what are you waiting for? See us in person at Bradley Ford or go to BradleyFord.com.
The Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club's 6th annual Kiwanis Kids Expo is Saturday, March 23rd at Ken Fovarge Park, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Kids Expo is all about keeping local children busy, healthy, and safe. The Kiwanis Kids Expo is exclusively sponsored by Tri-State Arcade, Kid Castle, and Laser Tag, all located in Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort and Casino. Over 80 booths. The information, handouts, and giveaways include youth activities, state and county youth and family services, local hospitals, law enforcement, fire department, local schools, and charter schools will be there to answer your questions and provide school information. A free, fun, informative expo. Plus, free Kiwanis splash pad, water slide, and bounce house. The Kiwanis thank media partners, News West, Our Town Magazine, Murphy Broadcasting, Mojave Economic Journal, and Radio Central.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Barron Services, your professional team for security systems, fire alarms. What do you need? You want your home secure? You want your business secure? They can take care of all that with one phone number, 928-758-5499. You have problems with pests, little pests in your neighborhood, you know, coming around your house, bugging your cat or your dog or your business. You want a customer sitting in your office and a creepy crawler goes across the floor? I don't think so. So when it comes to pest solutions or alarm systems, call Barron's. They're the pros. Quality, experience, and family. 928-758-5499. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Oh, yeah. Riverview Mall and in Kingman now. Two locations to serve you. Do you like 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, smoothies, protein shakes? Protein shake always goes good in the afternoon. Yeah. Check out the entire menu at ProFit Kitchen. That's KITCHIN. You had to be different. .com. TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. Yay! We have it here at the studio. The whole building is fiber. Yeah. And then I have it at home. I had it at home for a year and a half. I've never called them. Not once. Doesn't slow down, doesn't speed up, doesn't mess up. It's great. Take it from me. Call 888-227-2095. Say, when can I have it in my neighborhood? When can I have it? I want it. 888-227-2095. All right, we're back with Lance Ross for about 3 minutes here. And talking about kindergarten registration at the three elementary schools in Bullhead. Same thing's going to go on in Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead. No matter where you're at, your local district is going to be doing a kindergarten roundup to try to get them in there a little bit early so they kind of know the campus and kind of know the teachers and then meet the requirements that are set forth by the state.
Right. And again, the dates, each district is going to have its own dates. So ours are going to be on the 26th and 27th. Topok, Mojave Valley, Kingman, Havasu, they may have different dates.
A couple of days one
right,
way or the other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the importance of the early registration is important. If I could also get a reminder out to parents and guardians about something that's going to be starting soon. We hear a lot about standardized tests, state testing that different grades, different students do. And in Arizona, the standardized tests are grades 3 through 8. So our state testing starts shortly. It's required by Arizona law, and it's really important for parents to have some ideas to help their kids. Make sure that the kids are well rested each night, including the very first day.
Right.
They should start the day with healthy breakfast at home, have them arrive on campus on time if they want to eat breakfast at school. We all know that children do better if they've got a little bit of food in them, then if they're going to school on an empty stomach.
And that's been proven by studies.
Exactly.
Not just you and Carolyn sitting down and talking about feeding them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And encourage the kids to do their best. I mean, those are just some real simple things that folks can do to help their kids and grandkids.
Yeah. And if you're sitting at a traffic light and kids are walking across the intersection, tell them, have a great day at school.
Yeah.
You know, learn.
A little bit of positive encouragement goes a long, long way.
Yeah. I never thought about that.
Right.
I must have to start doing that.
Right.
Rolling down my window. Hey, guys, have a great day.
Yeah. I can see you doing that.
Oh, yeah. I talk to the kids when I go to Maverick and there's kids in there all the time.
Yep. Yeah. And I know that that tomorrow's program is going to focus on Kids Expo. We will be there in force.
Yeah, you have three booths.
We've got three booths. We've got one shared by five of our schools. Sixth school is Coyote Canyon, which is going to be the pre-K program, employee child care program, and special education. There we'll have a booth. And then Cherie Norris, who is our homeless student and homeless family liaison, is going to have a separate table as well. So we'll have all three adjacent to each other.
Yeah.
And we will, plus some of our folks are going to be wandering around the event. We'll have flyers and information and be able to answer questions and things like that.
So listeners sometimes text questions. Does the district concern themselves if parents say, oh, by the way, my son is transgender, so my son was a girl, now he's a boy, or vice versa? Does the school district concern themselves with that?
We operate within state and federal law. And in a lot of situations like that, they will be contacting their principal or a counselor or somebody like that for one-on-one conversation.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So for guidance.
It's really important we really follow student privacy protection laws, which are state and federal and district, and protect the kids' privacy whenever possible.
Okay. What's the phone number of the district office?
928-758-3961.
Lance, thank you so much. Great information.
Any
questions, call them at that number. Everyone, have a great day. That's going to can it for the tuna. Tomorrow on the program, Heather Petrillo is going to come, my co-chair for the Kids Expo, and talk all about it. And then Laughlin Chamber. See you then.
Getting over you was slow.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.